performer is none other than wonderful writer and performer Suzanne Owens, who will be doing a mini set here on November 8th. Please give Suzanne Owens a big welcome.
Is that okay? Oh, good. All right.
Let's see if I can do this.
These are new, so I don't know. I guess they're all right. Great. Great. Okay. I got to get used to this. So, new glasses, and I really can't see out of them too well, but this is a poem in four parts, and it's called From the Garage After You've Gone. The square, the seeds, the toy box, and the bicycle. From the garage after you've gone, this square is too good to me, is no good to me. It's used for testing the straightness of walls only, how far from 90 degrees they lean. That one wall we tore down from girders and supporting beams, when I could see through the plaster dust, it was as if the dining room had tipped, spilling light into the dark kitchen, spreading it along the floor like golden soup from the southern room into the northern room. But I noticed patches of light that couldn't reach an alcove by the table or a niche next to the stove, corners by the desk and the door, places that grew over time. Seeds. I'd almost forgotten what kind of seeds are in that faded bag. I can't see the label anymore, and even some of the burlap has begun to rot. Some seeds found in tombs have lasted 3,000 years and still grow. Seeds encased in hard shells have a better chance of lasting. Birds deposit them and they grow 50 miles away. But other soft-skinned seeds can last for only a time. They need a dry darkness. And because you keep them over the winter, doesn't mean they'll grow next spring. A few years ago, I bought bright colored packets of flower seeds in February and left them on the windowsill. All spring, throughout the fall and into the winter, every time I opened the window and saw their pictures, tulips, iris, geranium, daffodil, I felt guilty. The rain, the sun had faded the colors on the packets, and I finally threw them out. By now, these seeds here must have started to rot inside this bag, day by day, year after year. So what's the use of carting them to the dump in the U-Haul now? I may as well throw them out in the lawn for the birds to eat. And yet, something inside me wants to take one of those lifeless seeds and plant it. Maybe one night its unrealized power would rise up out of the rain into some vengeful flower form, endlessly surrendering its petals. The toy box. Now I can see where I want to start. Here, in the middle of the garage, under your spokeless umbrella. Our daughter's battered toy box. And on the lid, pink azure taupe, stenciled flowers and colonial people fading. So, one by one, I throw your empty bottles into the black garbage bag, J&B, Harvey's. I'd almost forgotten that ritual when I used to come down here to check up your stash. I wanted to lie down inside and sleep along with the dead. Finally, I hold the last bottle up to the window, tilt it, rotate it. Oh, there's my lost fishing tackle box. I remember, one side always gave and the other always stuck. Rust on the outside falls away into my hands. But the hinges, no, these sinkers, these hard beads, these fake flies and bright feathers, in my fingers I hold another time, up to the dim light in my garage, a time shaped like a shining lure, a small silver lake I could see into. Now there's nothing left in the toy box but an old liquor label. The bicycle hangs up there on a hook like a prehistoric insect, its wheels, spoked wings idle in the air. Its outmoded handlebars, feelers suspended. All those times I rode the children belted behind me on that tiny seat, those first 5 years circling my daughter, our conversation growing deeper as she grew heavier, until she went to school, and I began the next 5 years, weightless, a baby son, a crooner behind me again. I'd love to glide down that beam of road straight as a searchlight to the water, by all the bulrushes, 1,000 sentinels that formed a hedge on either side, a protection from the wind. Arriving at the end of the road seemed like some kind of completion where every day dissolved. Thank you.
Nice job. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.